And leading up to the CJ Cup, Byron Nelson, they have pro-ams. Had the big pro-am yesterday. And on Tuesday, it has become a tradition that at Trinity Forest, they host the Celeb-Am. And they bring in sports celebrities, all sorts of entertainment celebrities from all over the country. There's so many that come in that they do a program every year. The Salesmanship Club puts this together, the 2026 Nicholas Ayer Celebrity Am Field. There's John Randall, Pro Football Hall of Famer. There's his bio, two or three sentences. Hey, look, there's Daryl Razor Ray.
What is that picture of Daryl Razor Ray? Look at that. He's got the Uncle Rico chin on the hand, on the hand on the chin thing.
It's very dramatic.
Flowing hair. It's so arrogant.
Jason Kidd scheduled to play. I didn't see him out there.
Most definitely.
I don't know if he played or not. I forgot to get confirmation on that. That was the day it was announced that he was no longer the coach of the Mavericks.
Did he find out on the course?
I don't know. I'll try to get the details.
Just like
on
Tom
that.
Landry.
Yes, remember that?
Yeah. Remember that? There's Rhett Lashley.
When Patrick Dumont flew out and fired Tom Landry.
No, it was Jerry.
There's Rhett Lashley, SMU's football coach. Derek Johnson.
I am Rhett Lashley.
Longtime All-Pro in the NFL. Anyway, there's Ed Too Tall Jones. Wow. He loves the game of golf.
Wow, my buddy Clayton Kershaw.
And there is Clayton Kershaw, one of the greatest pitchers of our lifetime, destined for the Baseball Hall of Fame. He was out there. So there's a lot of people of import. But thanks to Patrick McAvoy of the Salesmanship Club, he puts these bios together, and every year he puts one together for me.
You're in this? You're in the celebrity?
Yeah, I'm a pseudo celebrity.
Are you the am part?
Well, like
he's both.
And others. Celebrities and others. And you know, that's just the way it goes. There are some local celebs. Chuck Cooperstein was out there.
Is that right?
Jane Slater was out there. So, you know, there's all sorts of celebs.
She believes in UFOs.
Yeah. Yeah, we need to ask her about that.
I like that about her.
At some point.
That was creepy the way you said that.
And for the last for the last 2 years, Warren, Nick, Jack, and Kevin, who are members of the Salesmanship Club, have put in to play with me. So we've played together now for a couple of years. I didn't help him much the other day. I did birdie the final hole before we were delayed by rain.
At least you're swinging a club again.
Yeah. I've played two rounds with an iffy back. It's still not right, but it's getting better. And we had a great time.
Have you had to rebuild your swing?
Not yet.
Knowing that term.
That's coming.
That's the stupidest term ever. Just, I'm trying to work on a new swing. Rebuilding.
But for about the first, I don't know, 30 or 40 people I saw out there on Tuesday, they said, have you seen this year's bio in the program? Have you seen it? Have you seen it? So you saw those other pictures of Clayton Kershaw. There's a picture, and he's one of, you know, like two people on a page. So in a two-page layout, there's four people and about three or four sentences about their brilliant careers. So then you turn back to about page three or four. Towards the front of the book. And there is taking up page three and four.
Wow.
Oh, look at this. They used the picture from the Bartonville store that was on the front page of the Dallas Morning News, where he has the Texas squint going as he's leaning against an old chunk of wood that we call a bar.
That's right.
One, two, three, four. George's bio is five times longer than Jason Kidd or Clayton Kershaw.
Unbelievable.
But there's some really important biographical information in my my page, though.
Showing our studio audience.
That needs to,
I hope he likes it.
Yeah.
He's giving thumbs up.
I hope all of them like it.
So let's hear a dramatic reading of just some of the things that I've done in my career. And you guys are mentioned in here, too.
Okay. First of all, we should make note. The first thing I notice as I look at the page, other than the ridiculous picture that is full page on this very large, well-printed catalog, is that your name does not appear at the top.
Nope.
There's no George Dunham. It simply is a three-letter moniker, Jub, in bold letters.
Enough said.
What are the people who aren't familiar with you thinking when they see this?
I just hope so badly that Clayton Kershaw and John Randall read this.
Cher and Madonna. And kind of Tiger is just known as Tiger.
Yeah.
You are just known as Jub. You're described as a radio veteran, comma, former Pegasus band member. Now, that is George's
high school band
from his high school talent show. It starts, first paragraph, welcome to the Dunham Zone. It would seem impossible that one man could dominate the DFW airwaves the way George Dunham has over the last 30-plus years. With his co-hosts Craig Miller and Gordon Keith, who both still hold out hope for Bigfoot, the Musers have been a mainstay in DFW for a generation. Craig has seen where the robots live at Cedars-Sinai Hospital.
He brings up
how
stuff.
How did they remember that?
I don't know. Patrick listens to the show every day, and he takes notes over the course of a year.
Oh, my God, that's funny.
What was that story? You went to some floor?
I went to Cedars-Sinai, and I got a tour, and they took me to where the robots live.
The robots?
It's like a floor of robots, right?
Yeah. The robots that deliver all the medical equipment, things around the hospital.
Robart.
I saw where they live.
Craig has seen where the robots live at Cedars-Sinai Hospital and eats a pita 3 to 4 times a week.
I forgot you made that.
Gordon likes typewriters and has visited 214 West Neely Street multiple times. Procuring a bathtub during one of his trips. Okay, this would be extremely confusing to someone just reading that sentence.
Right? Makes no sense.
Like, what is 214 West Neely Street?
It's where Oswald lived.
And I did procure a bathtub, but it wasn't to a trip to West Neely. It was a trip to 602
Yay.
Elsbeth.
Oh, he nailed it.
Right around the corner from Neely Street. George is a modern-day Renaissance man. He appreciates The Fix, but is fed up with Graduation. So you do like the band The Fix, and you did announce that you're fed up with
Graduation. Yeah, I did at some point.
The two things are not related in any way. While growing up, after school, he'd take a dip in the pool. But he hated carpet in the 70s.
All these unrelated
items. So
not through for 300 yards in a Super Bowl, but no. Something like that.
No, yes. You hated carpet in the 70s. Imagine Clayton Kershaw's accomplishments listed, but one of your accomplishments is that you hated carpet in the 70s.
I haven't done much.
Tina Louise made him realize that one day he'd be a man. Jub thinks it's time we get over Elvis, but feels he's progressing when it comes to Elvis impersonators. Okay, so this is because you hated Elvis impersonators.
Yeah.
But lately you've softened
I've come
your
around
stance,
on it a little bit, yeah.
And you feel softened. Like you are progressing on Elvis impersonators.
Progressing.
Oh, my goodness. His dream golf foursome is Jordan Spieth, Dak Prescott, and Chewbacca.
Said that on our podcast.
The commander is an animal lover. He feeds the cattle in his neighborhood. Grass clippings because they like it.
I said that one time, and yeah, I probably said it that simplistically.
He feeds them grass clippings because they like it.
Because they like it.
They like it.
He has donkeys near his house and knows where to find a camel. Doesn't have it near him, but he knows
where
to
find
it
if you need one.
George isn't sure if we can tranquilize an elephant, though. Yeah, you're a science denier.
I was a little skeptical on that.
On how we tranquilize elephants.
Yeah.
He believes in dinosaurs, but doubts the details. I forgot that claim. I believe in dinosaurs, but I doubt the details. There's a pre-dawn rooster that lives in his neighborhood.
True.
Last year, he'd seen turtles crossing the road quite often, but that has diminished since. He does see a man fishing on a pier on his way home, however. Like, people were so disappointed by the turtle thing
right,
but that they offered a little consolation.
He does
see a man fishing on a pier on his way home. Jub is also somewhat of a foodie. He says we over-bacon sandwiches, but that a corn dog tastes magical. For his birthday last year, He had fish for lunch and hot dogs for dinner, although he's never had mayonnaise on a hot dog. Why the although there?
Right.
As an avid musician, George states that Jordan Spieth is his Texas music hero on the PGA Tour. What
you
is
said that?
That
once?
I don't know. Maybe.
And Lou Holtz is his musical inspiration.
Oh, yeah. I remember that story.
What?
Yeah.
I said that on the podcast, that he gave me inspiration to make a list of things I wanted to do.
Oh, yes.
And one of them was writing music.
Yes.
Yeah.
He wasn't speaking of music specifically. It's
no.
Just something
right.
he said.
No.
Led you back to your own music. He misses his time as a member of Pegasus, but thoroughly enjoys leading the Bird Dogs, along with helping the Bartonville store with their toilets. Okay, somebody's reading this, and they're thinking this was AI that
right.
is hallucinating.
Yeah, this isn't a real person.
Right,
yeah.
Yes. This is just, this was Greeking they were doing to fill the page
right.
before they got to putting in the real text. George is very worldly. He doesn't watch Russian dash cams.
That was your dash cam story.
Yeah, I know. I go through watching Russian dash cams a lot, and George claimed he didn't. He doesn't watch Russian dash cams, but was once within 50 yards of King Charles.
It's true. My trip
what
to
was
England.
That?
My trip to England.
It's
the flag. Good. The flag was up in the castle, so we.
He also spent an evening at the Alibi Bar in New Orleans with Cowboys owner Jerry Jones and former Saints lineman Willie Rowe.
True. That's very true.
After knee surgery, he thought there was a golf cart in his living room. That's right. That's when you were hallucinating on painkillers,
yeah.
right?
And I said, what's that golf cart doing in here?
You thought there was a golf cart in your living room. He's known 7 or 8 dentists in his life, most of whom were, quote-unquote, wheels off. And then the final sentence to sum up George. I'll give you 20 guesses as to what it is.
I have no idea.
He bought a turkey at the store yesterday.
That's the last sentence.
That was when we were talking about, no one eats turkey outside of Thanksgiving. I said, yeah, I did.
And it has its own paragraph.
How about turkey yesterday at the store?
As if that's the poignant,
right.
poetic little finishing touch.
It all makes sense now.
That
okay.
is genius.
And paired with that stupid, earnest picture. God, that's great.
Patrick, you're the greatest. Thank you very much for entertaining us once again this year. All right, we'll talk to the invasion next.
Hey, big news. BetterHelp is now accepting insurance in Texas, and this show is sponsored by BetterHelp, so we encourage you to look into therapy online. BetterHelp is the world's largest online therapy platform, serving over 6 million people around the globe. They've got over 30,000 therapists, and this works because clients have given BetterHelp an average rating of 4.9 out of 5 for a live session based on 1.7 million client reviews. And with BetterHelp accepting insurance now in Texas, therapy may be more affordable than you think.
Get online, fill out that questionnaire. They'll do all the legwork for you, and you can focus on your therapy and see results with BetterHelp. Just get online at BetterHelp.com. That's better, H-E-L-P.com. Go to BetterHelp.com.
This is the Texas Law Dog, Matt Alsbrook. After a truck wreck, insurance companies try to lowball you, and fast. Don't fall for it. That first offer looks like it got hit by a truck, too. You deserve full compensation for your injuries, lost wages, and peace of mind. I don't take quick, lowball offers. I fight for full justice. I'm the Texas Law Dog. Hit me up at thetexaslawdog.com. That's thetexaslawdog.com.
Pineapple on a pizza?
It's a delicacy in Hawaii.
Do you see a lay around my neck?
Hey, buckle up first. I got you.
I'll try it, but you're buying.
When it clicks, it clicks. Buckling up can save you up to $200 in fines. Click it or ticket. A message from TxDOT.
Mother Nature's not messing around. That's where Generator Supercenter comes in. Get a Generac automatic standby generator for your home with 24-hour monitoring. Take it from your old pal Gordo. Call Generator Supercenter today at 972-779-6297.